I hope I'm not too late. Here's my resume, and here's my tape. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Why don't we listen to it right now, okay? Thanks.
Pastor Mark Byrd on the responsibility of a Christian.
Be diligent to present yourselves a proof to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And my responsibility as a Christian, just an average, normal, saved Christian, is to know the Bible. When I get to heaven, I'm not going to stand up there with somebody else saying, well, you know, tell him what you told me.
Grow with us in the study of God's Word, chapter by chapter, at Calvary Chapel on Spout Springs Road, ccgwinnett.org.
Encouraging talk.
I love to listen to Chuck Swindoll on my way to work.
Everything is too early, too late. That's your line, sluggard.
I like Charles Stanley.
God is in absolute control.
Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man. He's always straight to the point, and he doesn't beat around the bush.
Check things out in light of the Word of God, and that, of course, is our intent.
It's a great station.
Your source for great music and encouraging talk. 98.3 KDAR.
The program Scramble is here.
Here's today's program Scramble Challenge. Name all five voices in the following speaker scramble. Plus, give the time of the program in which the second voice appears.
We have to search carefully.
You can be extremely busy.
I've done foolishly.
There's sort of a flip-flop that's happened.
Praise unto God.
If you've got the answer, listen at 5:20 p.m. for the cue to call.
If you don't, be sure to get the new KDAR program guide so you can play.
It's the program Scramble on KDAR.
Money Watch presents the wisdom of Larry Burkett.
The old cliche is don't look a gift horse in the mouth. My recommendation, always look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay.
Because you can end up with a horse that eats a lot. Yeah, that's kind of like stepping in a shower with a raincoat on, though. You know, it doesn't really accomplish a lot.
I have a question about mortgage payments.
They're always good for banks and bad for people that have
them.
On Money Watch, we have a good time while also offering time-tested insights about managing money.
To carry the kind of debt that we're carrying in this country, we are presuming upon the future. If you don't pay your bills, that is not a financial problem. That is a spiritual problem being reflected through your finances.
This is Steve Moore for Bible-based counsel from Larry Burkett, plus interviews and features that will help you be a good steward of what God's given you. Join me this weekend for Money Watch from Crown Financial Ministries.
When little Bradley Pinkwater was only three, he decided what he wanted to be when he grew up.
I want to be a window washer in a high-rise office building.
So Bradley's parents gave him a bucket and a squeegee. And Bradley spent hours cleaning the bottom half of the front door, since that was all he could reach.
Someday I'm going to be a window washer in a high-rise office building.
When Bradley was older, he attended window washing school. And soon the day came to test his skills.
I'm finally going to be a window washer in a high-rise office building.
But when he got to the top floor of his high-rise building, Bradley Pinkwater discovered something terrible. He was afraid of heights.
I'm ruined.
Often, people pursue careers they're not really cut out for. That's why Life Pathways, a ministry of Christian financial concepts, developed Career Direct, a tool that can help point you down the right career path. For more information on Career Direct, now available on CD-ROM for immediate results printed from your computer, call today, 1-800-722-1976, 800-722-1976, or on the web, visit cfcministry.org.
Your set of wheels. It's important to you. Whether you drive a souped-up, four-on-the-floor overhead cam with fuel injection that is 0 to 60 in 3 seconds flat, or a cute little economy car that gets you from here to there. No matter what you drive, if your wheels don't spin, you may be walking. Keep your car in working order by taking it to Wheeler Automotive in Oxnard. Wheeler knows wheels. Maybe that's why it's in their name. Norm and the crew at Wheeler are there to help you prevent major breakdowns and to keep you on the road. You know, summer's on the way, and is your car ready? Are your hoses good, coolant full and effective? Even a tune-up oil and lube are important in preventing problems in the heat. Go to Wheeler Automotive now, and don't let yourself get stranded later. Oh yeah, if you have a major problem, they can help you with that too, but it doesn't have to end up that way. When it comes to keeping your wheels rolling, remember Wheeler Automotive. Wheels, Wheeler, get it? Wheeler Automotive, 483-1748. Did you get that? I'll say it again. Ready? Now write this down. Wheeler Automotive, 483-1748.
The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. When you think of wages, you usually think of a paycheck or a reward, right? Well, the reward for sin is death, eternal death or punishment, separation from God. Have you ever made a mistake? Of course you have. You're human. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, that is, but one. Jesus Christ is God. He's the creator of the whole universe, of everything created. And he became one of us to live the perfect life and to take the punishment for all who would believe. That's the gift of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have eternal life. Now, will you believe? To learn more about sin, death, and forgiveness in Jesus Christ, contact Calvary Chapel of Claremont, 770-983-7979, or on the web at calvarychapelclaremont.org.
So what you think? Oh, okay, you'll get back to me. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Oh, I hope they liked it.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.